go back a little bit yesterday. The Gemara says, according to Rabba, that even Beis Hillel holds that you can't operate the Rechayim Shalmayim because of Hashmo's call. And the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rosh, Paskin like Rabba, and the Tur also holds like that, that even according to Beis Hillel, a Rechayim Shalmayim is Osir because of Hashmo's call. Rashi learns Hashmo's call means that it's Mezalzel and Shabbos. So much extra noise is Zilzel and Shabbos. And the Mogen Avram says, Lefizeh, if you gave chitim to a goy to put into his mill before Shabbos, that would be okay. That's not a zilus of Shabbos since the goy is doing it. The Smag learns that the reason of Hashmo's calls, because people hear the Rechayim, grinding, and they'll say that somebody's grinding things be'isra on Shabbos. And therefore, even if you give it over to a goy, the Mogen Avram says, should also be osir, because people will say that you're grinding through this goy on Shabbos. And grinding through this goy on Shabbos, right? And the Ridvos says it's uvda d'chol. Since it makes a lot of noise, it looks like an uvda d'chol, even though you didn't start it on Shabbos. Going on Shabbos is not a proper thing. Similar to Rashi's ilus of Shabbos. So the according to the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rosh and the Tur, this will be also on Shabbos, because we're passing like Rabba, and the Hashmos call is also even according to Beis Hillel. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef all hold that Lemaisa Halacha is like Rabbi Yosef, that this only goes according to Beis Shammai because of Shvisas Kalim. According to Beis Hillel, even this will be Mutter, and that's Taka the Halacha. And even though the Ramah brings down Yesh Osrim, those who pass in like Rabba, he says you could be a makel where it's clear that people know that these kind of things are done, started out the chol. Okay. Okay, let's go on. What? No, not after they have switches that turn it on and off. It doesn't go constantly. Water has the power to move it if it's disengaged. But if it's engaged, but it's disengaged.
And the lamp clock.
Okay.
And the alarm clock would be similar to this.
An alarm clock. That's stamenis for Hashmo's call. This here, this is not made for call. Where something's made for call is a different issue. That's not for here. Not for that. Okay. That's for that. Yeah, a dishwasher will be similar to this. Let me get up to. Okay, man tana l'ha. We're on Yud Ches Amud Beis, the third line. Man tana l'ha de tana rabbanan lo semali isha k'deira asosios v'turmosim v'taniach l'toch hatanur erev shabbosim chasecha v'imnostan l'mosei shabbos asurim b'chdei sheyasim. A woman can't fill up a pot full of these kinds of kidneys, right? Turmis, they're things, Rashi says, that need extra long cooking. See that there are three madregas. Things that cook very quickly, things that take an extra amount of cooking, and things that have an intermediate amount of cooking, and the halacha is different by all of them. So these kinds of things, Rashi says at least, need an extra long amount of cooking, and therefore we're afraid that you may come to speed up the cooking by doing things that are Osir on Shabbos. The Negev Mor says, who is the Tana who holds that this is Osir, and you can't put this in Erev Shabbos im Chashecha, and if you did it, the Isser, then Motzoi Shabbos, you're not allowed to enjoy what you did the Isser, until the time goes by that you could have done this Motzei Shabbos. In other words, you won't benefit from the fact that you did it Erev Shabbos. You'll have to wait to be Nehenna from it, the time that you would be able to do it if you did it Motzei Shabbos. In other words, let's say it takes 6 hours for these things to cook. So if you got the head start by doing it Erev Shabbos and it cooked 6 hours over Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to be Nehenna from it for 6 hours. Similarly, lo yamali nachtum chavish shomayim v'yaniach l'toch hatanur. A baker can't fill up a barrel of water and put it into the oven, Erev Shabbos Simcha Sheicha, I know that it should heat up over Shabbos, and here Rashi would also hold that it's talking where it needs a tremendous amount of time to heat up, since a tremendous big vat of water takes a long time to heat up. The Masa came, the Motzei Shabbos Asurim Bechdei Sheyasu. Same thing, if you did it, then you have to wait Motzei Shabbos, the amount of time that it would take to do it if you had started at Motzei Shabbos, before you could be nehenah from it. Lema Beishamai Hi Velo Beiselu. Let's say this is going to Beishamai, and the reason is because Shvisas Kalim. You can't have your Kalim working for you on Shabbos. That's why you can't put these things to cook before Shabbos, because of Shvisas Kalim. So Mari says, no, Afilu Tema Beiselu. This is even us according to Beiselu. Gzeira Shema Yechta Begecholim. And according to Beishamai, Lechor, then how do you ever put up food to cook before Shabbos? Talking where you're Mafker the Kalim. But here it's where you're not Mafker the Kalim. Okay, that's the Havamin of the Gemara. Gemara says, no, this goes even according to Beis Hillel. Right? Zera Shema Yechta B'Gecholim. In these things, we're afraid that you will stoke the coals to make the fire burn more, to make the thing cook faster. So Gemara says, Yehachi Mugmer V'Gofris Nami Ligzor. Right? Then if that's the case, Beis Hillel holds that Mugmer and Gofris, right, to make these spices, to make the clothes smell good, or the to make the silver kalim the stand out, the designs, right, you're allowed to start that Erev Shabbos and make it go on Shabbos. Why are we afraid they're going to stoke the coals to make these things go better? There you won't stoke the coals. When you stoke the coals, you make smoke. And the smoke is bad for the clothes, and it's bad for the clay keser. So you're not going to stoke the coals, because it's going to defeat the purpose of what you want to do. So therefore, we're not afraid you're going to stoke them, because it's not positive. Onin shel pishtun nami ligzar, right? Onin shel pishtun, they still hold it's okay to put pieces of flax, strands of flax in the oven that they should whiten over Shabbos. Right? Why are we afraid that you're going to stoke the coals? Where it says, "Kiven the kashilu zika lo megalule." Over there, we're not afraid you're going to stoke the coals because you, in order to stoke the coals, you have to open up the oven, and when you open up the oven, the air is going to get in, and that's bad for the pishta. Shemer liyora ligzer, Beisilah holds you're allowed to put wool into a vat and let it dye. And get the dye on Shabbos. Omer Shmuel biyora akura. It's talking where the vat is off the fire, so it's not on the coals anymore. So you can't stoke any coals that don't exist. It's talking where you took the vat off the fire. It's still hot, but it's not on the fire. It's not on the coals. So Mora says v'necha shema magispa. Let's be afraid that you'll mix mix up the tzemer and the dye. You'll mix the dyes. Gemara says, Bakura v'tocha. It's talking where it is off the fire and it's cemented up. The top is cemented on it. So it's a big deal to start uncovering it to be able to stir it. Okay. Sirashi. Asosios v'turmasin. Mine kitnios, tzrichim bishul yose. Rashi learns that these are different kinds of kitnios that need a long time to cook. And we're going to see that there are things that, because they need a long time to cook, you're allowed to put them on the fire before Shabbos, and we're not afraid you're going to stoke the coals, because those things will be ready by the next day for sure, but they'll never be ready at night. So there, we're not afraid you're going to stoke the coals, no purpose. You don't need it at night, you need it the next day, and it'll be ready the next day without stoking the coals. That's intermediate kind of things. These kind of things will not even be ready till the next day sometimes, right? Won't be ready the next day on Shabbos daytime, right? Unless you stoke the coals. Therefore, we're afraid you may come to stoke the coals. It's not something that's easily cooked, so there's no chashash of stoking the coals. That's something that we're not afraid to stoke the coals because you can't have it anyway right now, and by tomorrow it'll be ready anyway. You're afraid that even by the next day, if you don't stoke the coals, it won't be ready. That's Shabbishul Yosef. The Rambam, we'll see, learns just the opposite. These things cook very quickly. And therefore, what's it called? We're afraid that since they cook very quickly, right, you'll put them up Erev Shabbos, and you'll see that they're not as quick as you thought it was going to be, and you'll have to stoke the coals. Right? You want it dafka right away for the meal, Leil Shabbos. You have to wait Motzei Shabbos, the amount of time it would take to prepare these things, and therefore you didn't benefit from the fact that you did something Osir on Shabbos. Yechta begecholim lemayer bishulon. You did something really Osir Erev Shabbos that you weren't allowed to let continue on Shabbos. Yechta begecholim lemayer bishulon. Afraid you'll stoke the coals to make it cook faster. Solik bu kutra shall eitzim umashkir habegodim. If there's smoke, it makes the clothes black. The ashen ha'etzim kashul lahem. The chem begofer. Same thing with the gofers. The smoke is bad for the silver kalim. Lo megali mishetach mishateach pitanur. The lekel mixer shem yechta begecholim. Right? We're not afraid. So what's it called? So therefore, you won't uncover the thing to make the smoke, and we're not afraid you'll come to stoke the coals. Ligzer shem yechta begecholim by the yorev of tzemer. Let's be afraid that you'll want the in order to dye it, it had to be hot. So the hot water with the tseva in it, and then they put the wool in. That's how you dye it. So Morris says akura me'al ha'or. The pot is taken off the fire, so there's no chance of stoking the coals. Not on the coals anymore. Negis mahabich bo mevushel havidishel. Rashi learns that the isser of magis stirring it would be by dishel, even the mevushel, even if it was cooked already. Right, still stirring something, even off the fire, because we're talking where it's off the fire. Stirring something off the fire that's still hot, that's still yatzel ledesvo. If you stir it, that's called cooking, even if it's already cooked. But it's not obviously not cooked completely. It's cooked completely lechora, then there's no issur of magis. But it's not cooked completely, right? There's still it's, even though it's cooked partially. If you stir it, and even it's off the fire from Rashi's mashma, there's an isra of bishul. Okay. We'll see other shitas in a little while. V'tolche mechusa b'kisu shela, v'tolche b'tit. No, it's talking where the lid is cemented on. Not permanently, but it's cemented so nothing will escape. They used to put like a tit around the opening between the top of the kli and the cover, the lid, in order to keep in all of the vapors, so it boiled faster. So it's harder to take off. Okay. The kule hai lo torech umidker. And the guy's not going to, once he starts to take off the tit and pull the lid off, you know, forcibly, he's going to remember that it's Shabbos. We're not talking about somebody's doing this on purpose. He's forgetting. So once you have to go to all that bother, you'll remember. Okay. Let's go on. Now that we learn this gzeira, that even according to Beis Hillel, there are things that you're not allowed to leave on the fire, Erev Shabbos, to finish cooking or making on Shabbos, right? Like the dye, not only cooking things, right? Now that we understand this this gzeira, right? That we're afraid you'll stoke the fire. Haik deira chaisa, a pot of totally raw food. Shori lanuche erev Shabbos im chashecha betanura. You're allowed to put it erev Shabbos into an oven. My timer, kivin de lochazi leursa. Since it's not fit for the night, it's completely raw. It's never going to cook in time for your meal at night. You're not going to be able to eat it Friday night. That's for sure. It takes much more time to cook than will be possible to be ready for your meal Friday night. So asuche masach daite minay. Therefore, you take your mind off it. You're not looking at it constantly to see if it's cooked or not, because you know it's surely not going to cook Friday night. You're not going to come to stoke the coals. And I, for the next day, by the next day, it's surely enough time, even without stoking the coals, to be ready. So therefore, if you put in a totally raw food, into the oven right before Shabbos, that's good enough. Well, after we finish the Amud, we'll go back and see what the parameters are of that. Okay, really, these halachas, we're going to have to wait until the third parak to really understand them, because they're really totally in a lot of things that are in Kira. But in any case, we'll minimally explain it now. Mara says, Boshel velo, Boshel osir. But if it's partially cooked, then it's osir. Because then we're afraid that you may want it for Friday night, and you'll see it's not cooking fast enough, and you'll stoke the coals. the shodi begar machaya shaperdami. But if you threw something in that's raw into the thing that's partially cooked, then that's a hecker that you're not going to want it until the whole thing is cooked, even that one thing that's, what's it called, that's raw, and therefore, what's it called, you won't come to stoke the coals. That will remind you that you have something raw in there that's not going to be cooked anyway, right, for Friday night. So you're showing that you're going to leave the thing until everything gets cooked, even the thing you threw in that was raw.
Once it gets thrown in, you don't see it anymore.
Well, no, you know about it. You threw it in. You know that they know it's there. You know they see you made a hecker. Don't they see it? Don't they see what's in the pot altogether? Right? The pot's going to have a cover. But you know you have something raw there, so you take your mind off it. You know that you're not going to eat this thing until everything is cooked, even the raw thing. The Hashadomer Mar called me the Koshile Zika Lo Megalile. Now that we also established that anything that, what's it called, that the air is bad for, right? That if you uncover the oven, and the air gets in, it's going to ruin what you're cooking. So then we're not afraid you're going to open the oven and stoke the coals. Hai bisra de gadya, the shorik, shapir dami. Okay, if you have goat meat, which opening the oven and exposing it to the air is bad for the goat meat. Goat meat is not good to be exposed to the air. The shorik, and also if the oven is, what's it called, is closed with tit, so it's a big deal to open it up. So you have both milas. It's meat that's bad to open the oven, and here it's difficult to open the oven. So both milas, right, are, what's it called, it's mutter, shaper dummy. You can put goat meat in the oven before Shabbos, and if you, cement the oven closed, you can leave it there. Because we're not afraid you're going to be gechota the gecholim, because you have two milas. One is you're not going to want to open the oven because the air is bad for the goat meat, and you're not going to be able to open the oven that easily, and you're going to remember because it's cemented. The barcha, the low shark, you could open it, but it's difficult. Right? It's not that you can, impossible. The barcha, the low shark, also. Right? If it's, however, aisle meat, ram meat, okay? And it's, what's it called, and it's not, so that ram meat is not harmed by the wind. Okay, that doesn't get harmed if it's exposed to the air. So there, we are afraid that you'll open the oven. And the oven is not cemented. Both chisronos. If it's on both negatives, then that for sure is awesome. Both milas is mutter. Both chisronos is awesome. Now what about in between? The gad yavaloshari. You have goat meat, but the oven is not cemented. You have one mila, one chesaron. It's easy to open the oven, but you're not really going to want to do that because the air is bad for the goat meat. The barcha v'sharik, or you have ram meat, which you would open the oven. It's not harmful to open the oven, but it's cemented. One mila, one chesaron. Ravashi shari, Rav Yirmiyah midifti asher. Ravashi says it's mutter, even with one mila. And Rav Yirmiyah midifti said it's asur unless you have both milas. So Mar says to Ravashi the Shari, according to Ravashi, who says it's mutter vasnan ain't sold in baser batzel ubeya elikadeshi atzum bod yom. Right, lechora, how are you allowed to put this meat into the oven before Shabbos? Right, if one mila, when we have a mission that says that you're not allowed to roast meat and onions and eggs, right? It has to be roasted before Shabbos comes. Can't put it in before Shabbos unless it's roasted before Shabbos. Where it says, Hasam debarcha v'lo sharik. That's talking about something similar to a ram meat, which again is not harmed by opening the oven, and what's it called? And it's not cemented. It has both chisronos. That's where that's also to do unless it rolls. But according to me, right, if you had either mila, either you cemented the oven, even in things that now opening the oven wouldn't be harmful, or it's something that the oven would be harmful to open, even if it's not cemented, then it's mutter. So that Mishnah is talking specifically where you have both chesronos. That's why it's aser unless it's roasted before Shabbos. But if you had either mila, it'd be okay. Ikadiamri, some learn this machlokas differently. The gadya, if it's goat meat, which is harmful to open the oven, hurts that meat. So bein sharik, bein lo sharik shaper. then that's 1 mile is enough. As long as it's something you wouldn't want to open the oven, then we're not afraid you're going to stoke the coals. So even if it's not cemented, but it's goat meat, it's okay. Everybody holds that. Debar chanami v'sharik shaperdami. And therefore, if it has 1 mile, the other ways also. It's meat that you would open the oven, but you can't because it's cemented. Now, it's not easy to open. That's also everybody holds mutter. So everybody holds that 1 mile is also mutter, according to the Ikat Amri. Okay? Ki plige debar chavalo shorik. The machlokas is where there's no milas, where it's not harmful to open the oven, and it's easy to open the oven. The Ravashi shari, Ravashi holds even mutter there. Even if you have no milas, we're not gozer shema yechta. But Rav Yirmi v'difti osher, right? And Rav Yirmi v'difti says it's osher in that case. According to the Ikedi Amri, everybody holds that as long as you have 1 mile, it's okay. The machlokas is where there's no milas. And even there, Ravashi holds its mutter. So, ula Ravashi d'shari, v'asnanin tzolim basur batzul be'ya l'kidesh yatzulim bod yom. Right, l'chora, according to Ravashi, there's no case that it will be osur. So what's the Mishnah talking about? That you're not allowed to put something in the oven unless it's completely roasted before Shabbos. Where it says, hasam b'bisra agumri. There it's talking where the meat is directly on the coals, like a barbecue. Okay, it's not in the oven and the coals are underneath. It's where the meat is resting on the coals themselves. There's more of a chash that you'll stoke the coals. Omer Avina, haikara chaya shaper dami. You're allowed to put a raw pumpkin, right, raw gourd, squash, in the oven erev Shabbos. Kiven de kashi le zika kibisra de gadya dami. Since there also, if you open the oven and the air gets in, it's very bad for the squash, right? Squashes it, I guess. So therefore, what's it called? It's like the basar gedi, which is bad. The air is bad for it. And therefore, what's it called? We're not afraid that you're going to open the oven, and therefore we're not afraid you're going to stoke the coals. Okay, let's see Rashi here. The hashta, the omar mar, the hanochas kdeira, lo asira, elemishum tchatiya. Now that we're saying that according to Beis Hillel, the isser of putting something into the oven before Shabbos and letting it cook on Shabbos is only because we're afraid that you will come to stoke the coals. Hay kdeira chaisa shaper domi. If it's totally raw food, then you're allowed to put it into the oven before Shabbos. The himis bashel is kol alayla, right? And it'll cook all night, and you'll have it for the next day suda. The vade chaisa lavadaite lemechla leursa, right? Anocha hasam. Because if it's raw, you surely didn't put it in to eat it Friday night. There's no way that it's going to be able to be cooked if it started out, right, when Shabbos came in, totally raw. That should be ready for the Friday night meal. Right? Therefore, mishum lemachar lo asilich tuye. And for the next day's meal, it's going to cook without stoking it. Shariyesh l'shohos God, there's a lot of time for it to cook overnight. V'lo domi l'asisios v'turmasim she'ein kol halayla v'hayom da'elohem. But asisios and turmasim needs extra, like Rashi said before, extra time to cook. And therefore, it may be that the whole night and the next day may not be enough. So then you may come to... if you want to eat it the next day, at least, you may have to come to stoke the coals. Uboshel shaper dami, mivushelis kol tzarcha shaper dami lanicha d'lo boichitui. If it's fully cooked, then also you can leave it before Shabbos. Because it's fully cooked, what are you going to be chote? It's already cooked. There's no reason to stoke the coals to make it cook because it's cooked already, before Shabbos. So where is the iser? Where it's partially cooked. Then, and you may need it for Friday night, then we're afraid you may come to stoke the coals. If you threw raw bone into it, then you show that your intention is not to eat it Friday night. Because you're not going to eat it until it's totally cooked, meaning even the raw thing is going to be cooked. That's not till the next day. Gadya koshile zika. Gdi, right, goat meat, the air is bad for it. Shorik piatanur betit saviv kisui eno mukhan lactos. Right, if you put cement around the opening of the tanur, the lid, right? So it's very difficult to open it up, right? So there, by the time you open it, you'll remember. Barcha ayil gadol, that's a ram. Lo kashle zika, that kind of meat, the air doesn't harm. Therefore, we are afraid that you may open the tanur, little kisui or lactose, and then you come to stoke the coals. The gadya velo shorik, ika chadali sura v'chadale teira. By gadya, that's one mila, because, what's it called? No, gadya, yeah, you're afraid you'll open the tanur because you won't open the tanur because the air is bad. But it's easy to open the tanur because it's not cemented. So one mila, one chesaret. Bibisra gumri, so Gemara says that it's talking according to Ravashi in the Ikedi Amri, that he holds in every case, even if you have both chesronos, we're still not afraid you're going to stoke the coals. So where is the Mishnah talking about that you're not allowed to leave something to roast over Shabbos? What are we choshish for? So that's talking bibisra gumri, she'eno betanur. It's not in an oven. Dafilu kisui leko, there's no covering at all that you have to open. Right? When you have to open the covering, even if it's easy and we're not afraid that you're going to, and we are afraid you're going to open it, right? Once you have to open a covering, you'll remember that it's Shabbos. But here it's talking about there's no covering at all. It's a barbecue. It's right on the coals. Umuchan lahapuch bo velachtos. Here we're afraid you'll forget. Once you have to open up the oven, we're not afraid you'll forget. Right? Even if it's easy to open the oven, there's no reason why you shouldn't open the oven. But when you don't have to do anything, the meat is right on the coals, and all you have to do is stoke the coals right away, then we're afraid you'll forget. Okay. Let's see what's here. Tosus holds, first of all, that this Kedera Chaisa is only talking where you're cooking it. In other words, it's being cooked with liquids or whatever. But by Tzli, that's a different halacha completely. In other words, the halacha, the Ravashi and Rav Yirmiyah Midifti, who are arguing about the Gedi and the Ayil and whatever, that's a different halacha completely. That's a halacha of what's it called, a Tzli, and there it depends if it's good, it's easy to open up the oven, it's not easy to open the oven, all these halachas. The Kedera Chaisa is talking by Bishul, right, which takes longer to cook. Tzli is a much faster process, therefore has different parameters. Hashenkein Bishul, there is the halacha of Kedera Chais, is okay, even if what's it called, we're afraid you'll open the oven, and even if what's it called, it's easy to open the oven, there's no machlokas about that, but it's talking about Bishul, it's not an immediate kind of roasting. Okay. Rashi, we said, holds that the idea of Turmusim and Asisios, okay, is worse than Kedera Chais, because Kedera Chaisa will surely be ready by the next day. But these things may not even be ready by the next day, therefore we're afraid that you may come to Bichote. The Rambam holds just the opposite, that these things don't need a lot of Bishul, right? So they're worse. Something that cooks very, very fast, we're afraid that you may Bichote to what's it called, to either impede the Bishul, or to what's it called, because you really want it right away, Friday night. And it's possible to have right away. So then it's chitui is possible. And the Levush says there's no nafkamina and halacha between them, just metzias, right? Wherever it's possible that the person will have a reason to be chote, there were choshesh. The Rambam holds his way and the Rashi holds his way, but they both would hold in the other case too, if it's practical that way. The Magen Avraham says that the only time that, that Kedera Chais is mutter, is if you put it into the oven right before Shabbos, a second before Shabbos starts. Because if any time before that, it's already cooked partially. It's not Kedera Chaisa. So therefore, many hold that since we are Makabel Shabbos earlier, right, not right before Shkia, we light candles earlier, and the wife therefore puts things into the oven at least 20 minutes before, it's already not Kedera Chaisa. So for all practical purposes, this halacha can't apply today. Right, unless somebody's there right before Ben Hashmashas, right before Shkia, puts it in right away then. But if you put it in you put it before lift benching, it's not a Kedera Chais anymore. So one second. The Rav Haigon, but we don't pass him like this, says that the Kedera Chais has to be that the pot is already warmed up. Okay? It's only mutter if the pot was already hot. But if it was totally cold, he holds not mutter at all. But lemaisa, we don't hold like that. We hold even if the pot was completely cold, mamish raw, and didn't start heating up at all before Shabbos is fine. But even if the pot is cold, right, if 20 minutes, something's going to cook. Right? So the chor is not a kedera chaisa. Okay. Now, the Gemara says by Tzemer, right, that we're afraid that even if it's off the fire, you'll come to stir it. Rashi says that the Isser would be Bishul. Okay? So it comes out from Rashi that in the Shulchan Aruch also like that, even if you have a Kli Rishon, that's still Yad Soledis Bo. So it's Shaykh Bishul, off the fire, okay, and you stir what's in it, that you're over on Bishul, according to Rashi. Tosfos learns, and the Mogen Avraham holds like that, Lalocha, that it's not talking about Bishul. The problem of stirring this thing off the fire is not because of Bishul, it's because of Tzoveya. Because by stirring it, you're making the dye take better. But Enochinami, Bishul, there's no Bishul of stirring something off the fire. Stirred off the fire is not Bishul. Okay. The Ritva also holds like that, that there's no Bishul by stirring if it's off the fire. The Ramban holds that there is Shayach Bishul by stirring, even if it's off the fire, as long as it's not Nispasho Kamaichel Ben Brusoi. Michael Ben Drusai is either one third or one half of the total cooking time. That's the minimum to be considered already cooked. It's not completely cooked, but it's partially cooked. Once it's partially cooked like that, it's stirring it off the fire is not going to cook it more. That's not called cooking, according to the Ramban. Rashi is mashma, that even if it's mevushal, meaning that it's mevushal partially, but not completely, still it's osur to stir it off the fire because it's mevashal it more. Okay. So that'll be a machlokas to Ramban and Rashi, whether stirring a pot off the fire that's cooked partially to Michael Ben Grusoi, but not totally, if there's an Isra Bishul or not. The Rambam says clearly that there's no Hagosa as long as it's Nispashal called Tzarcho. But if it's not Nispashal called Tzarcho, then even off the fire, there's still an Isra of Magis because of Bishul. Okay. Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef, says in the Rosh that after Michael Ben Drusoy, there's no Isra at all. You could stir a pot off the fire if it's already partially cooked. To Michael Ben Drusoy, it's mutter lechatchila to stir it. And the Drisha holds still awesome with the Rabbanim, according to the Rosh. The Tur says that even if it's Michael Ben Drusoy, right, as long as it's not in a special called Tzarcho, which is like Mashman Rashi, that it's Osir, right, and so the Shulchan Aruch passes like that too. So therefore, to mamish stir a pot in a Kli Rishon, something that's in Kli Rishon, off the fire, and even if it's in Sebastian Kamichael Ben Drusoy, it's already cooked half or a third, but it's not cooked completely, it's usher to stir. And the Ramah says that it's good to be Zoyer B'cholin, mashma, even if it's in Nishbasa called Tzarcho, you shouldn't stir it mamish. So that's a Chumrah, though. That, the Mishnah Berurah said, is only a Chumrah, Harchaka, it's not Mikur Hadin. Right? But it comes out that the Halacha, that you can't stir a pot, even if it's partially cooked, as long as it's not completely cooked off the fire. And according to the Ramah, even if it's completely cooked, you shouldn't stir it either. That's a harchoka mid Rabbanim. Now, the Halacha, the Gabi Vitzli, the Rif, and Tosfos, Paskin like Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti, and the Rosh also Paskin like that, the Rambam, like the, what's it called, the second Lashon, right? The Lishna Basra, which means that if you have 1 mila, right, according to the Lishna Basra, 1 mila is a good, but if you have both chisronos, it's no good. Okay, in other words, if it's something that's easy to open and there's no reason why you wouldn't want to open it, then we're gozer by tzli, shema yichate. And the Rashba, the name of Haigon, holds halachas like Rav Ashi, and like the Lishna Basra, that there's never an iser by tzli. It's always mutter unless the food is directly on the coals. But Lamaisa, we paskin pretty much the Rosh, the Rambam, all paskin like what's it called, like the Lishna Basra, that if you need 1 mila at least, right? If there's no milas, then it's osur. 1 mila already is matarit. Okay, most of the time, again, we'll wait till we get to Kira, and then all these halachas will become more clear. Okay. Okay, let's go on a little bit more. Tana Rabbanan. Bishami Omi Un Mochrim. Bishami says you can't sell something to a goy Erev Shabbos unless he can get it home before Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan. Bishami Omrim Lo Yimkor Adam Chetzel Nachri. You're not allowed to sell something to a goy. Velo Yashilenu, and you can't loan it to him. Velo Yalvenu, and you can't, I don't know, in English there's no difference between loaning a kli or loaning money. But one is talking where you expect to get the thing back intact. That's called she'ela. And halva is where you are loaning it to him and you don't expect the thing to get the thing back intact. For instance, it doesn't have to be money, right? I give the guy a kli, my lawnmower, right? And he's going to give me my lawnmower back. But if I loan him a cup of sugar, I don't expect him to give me that same cup of sugar back. Otherwise, ridiculous. Why do you borrow it, right? You want to look at it. Why do you use it? So he's going to give me back another cup of sugar. That's called halva. Halva is where you get a substitute back. She'ela is where you get the same thing back. The lo yitain lo b'maton, you can't give him a present. Ela k'dei she'agia l'beiso, as long as you can bring it home before Shabbos. U'beisil omer k'dei she'agia l'bayis ha'somach l'choma. And Beis Hillel says that he doesn't have to get home, but he has to be able to get to somewhere where he can put it down already before Shabbos. Even not his house. The first house in the city where he's going. Rabbi Akiva omer k'dei she'etzim techos beiso. Rabbi Akiva says no. According to Beis Hillel, this is what Gemara is going to explain, right? According to Beis Hillel, you don't have to get to anywhere where you can put it down. As long as the guy gets out of your house, that's good enough. We're not afraid that people are going to think that you sent him or whatever. Right? Once it's the guy's thing, it's his thing. No problem. Om Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, hein divrei Rabbi Akiva, hein divrei Beis Hillel, lo bo Rabbi Akiva, lafarish divrei Beis Hillel. Rabbi Akiva's not saying a new daya. He's explaining that what Beis Hillel said is not what the Tanakhama says Beis Hillel said, but Beis Hillel said something different. Beis Hillel didn't say ad she'agia l'bayis ha'somach l'choma. That even according to Beis Hillel, the goy doesn't have to necessarily be able to get home before Shabbos, but he has to be able to get where he's going into that city to the first house. But Rabbi Akiva said, no, Beis Hillel never said that. Beis Hillel said, as long as the guy leaves your house before Shabbos, that's fine. Okay, Rashi. Lo yashilenu she'ela dover achozer be'en halvo be'dover anitin lahotso. Like we said, ela k'dei she'agia hanochri lebeiso mibo'od yom. The goy has to be able to get home before Shabbos. The afagav v'idei katorach, even though it's the goy's thing, right? He's carrying his own thing. Machmirin beishamai demichlet bishlucho. It looks like you made the goy a shliach, or you'll mix it up and think you could make the goy a shliach to take things for you, right? If you sell it to him, you give it to him, whatever, we're afraid that in the end you'll give it to him and it's yours and you'll tell him, you know, bring it to your house or whatever. For you. Bayis ha'somach l'choma, shal ir acheres, shanachri dorsham. The goy should be able to get to the city where he's going, where he lives, shayochol nichon, and he could conceivably leave it in that first house. So as long as he could do that before Shabbos, we're not gozer. That's what Beis Hillel said. And Rabbi Akiva said, mipesa beis lo she'yisrael, as long as he leaves the Jew's house before Shabbos starts, that's good enough. Hein divrei lo bo Rabbi Akiva lachlok al Beis Hillel. Rabbi Akiva's not a third daya. There's Beishamei, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva. Elo lachlok al Tana ben machlukoso. He's arguing on the Tanakhama who explained Beis Hillel, right, that Beis Hillel held you have to be able to get to the city, to the first house. She'omar aliba de Beis Hillel, bayis ha'somach lechomo, bo Rabbi Akiva lomar lo amru Beis Hillel atein. Beis Hillel never said that. Beis Hillel meant to say that as long as you leave the Jew's house, there's no gzeira at all, it's mutter.